Chapter 3. As I ran to the torture room, the weight now attached to the string through my nipple began to bounce. My nipple throbbed, and with each step I took, it felt as though the weight were about to rip itself out. Thankfully, the men did not follow me as I ran. I opened the door and entered the torture room alone. I couldn't believe what I was doing. I was now coming to accept that I would, in fact, be raped. That thought was terrible all by itself, but I was now making it so easy. I sat on the sticky vinyl of the chair and placed my feet in the stirrups. To do this, I had to spread my legs by almost 90 degrees. This caused my tight red leather skirt to ride up almost to my hips. My skimpy black panties were now visible to anyone who cared to look. I obviously did not want anybody to see my panties, but at least nobody would be able to see my vagina. At least, not yet. I forced myself to admit that there was very little hope my panties would remain on for very long. Across each of my knees and thighs, I secured a leather strap that hung by the side of the chair. I tested to see how much I could move my body. I could open and close my legs by only 4 inches, though. I could slide my buttocks around on the chair about 6 inches in any direction. That should satisfy my captors. I leaned my upper body back to a 45-degree angle so it rested against the back of the chair. I briefly considered reclasping my bra and buttoning my blouse, but I did not want my captors to think I was trying to waste time. And besides, with my new jewelry, it was really painful for that anyway. I reached above my head and found the handcuffs. I shuddered as I snapped them around my wrists. The moment the handcuffs snapped shut around my wrist, I regretted what I had done. While my hands had been free, I could still have undone the straps around my legs. Now that was impossible. I had restrained myself as much as was humanly possible. Any one of the men in the other room could now walk in and do anything at all to me. They would be able to simply pull my panties to the side and penetrate my vagina with anything that crossed their mind, and I would have to watch as it slowly slid inside of me, completely helpless to do anything about it. As I sat sobbing silently in the chair, I could hear the voices of the men in the other room. "Okay, you guys can take off now," I heard Matt say. "Thanks for your help. I'll clap if I need you again. Let Jim know he can have her in a little while."
"Sure, no problem," I heard another man say. "What are you planning for her anyway?"
"I'm not sure yet. I want to talk to her a little first."
"Okay, well, have fun."
I heard footsteps of the other men leaving the bedroom. A few minutes later, Matt came into the room with a folding chair, which he placed about 3 feet away from me on the left side, the side with my injured nipple.
"What's your name again?" he asked as he sat down.
"Please rate my pussy."
"Well, if you insist," he said, standing up and beginning to unbutton his jeans.
No, please don't. I mean, my name is Rate My Pussy. I don't really want you to rate me."
"Ha ha," he said in his sticky kind voice.
"I know that. I just like playing that joke sometimes on women who have names like yours. Don't you think it's funny?"
"No," I sniffled. "The girl in the DVD said I was going to be raped, and now I think I'm going to be tortured, too. I'm so scared."
"Well, then, I have some bad news and some good news for you."
"The bad news is that you are going to be raped.
Not quite yet, but soon. Actually, if you turn out to be lots of fun, you will probably be raped a few times. It all depends on how long we decide to hold you here. The good news is that if you cooperate, you won't be tortured. I mean, we do use torture here from time to time, but only when the girls don't do as they were told. Or if they withhold information. As long as you follow all your orders and answer all your questions truthfully, you will have nothing to worry about in the torture department."
"Well, you have a lot less to worry about anyways. Do you understand?"
I nodded my head tearfully.
"Great. Well, the first thing I want to do is to describe your pussy for me. What does it look like? How does it behave? What makes it wet? If I believe that your description is accurate enough, I won't have to punish you. If I believe your description is not accurate enough, I will have to think up something, and I'm sure you will not enjoy it. Understand?
Yes, I understand. I wept. Well, I have a lot of red pubic hair. It's the same color as the hair on my head, except that I don't have it anymore. It was removed before I woke up today. I think I get the most wet when somebody rubs slowly and gently on my clitoris. Is that enough? Oh my God, you dumb little slut, said Matt. You're going to have to do a lot better than that. I'm going to show you now what you're in for. You don't try a little harder. And with that, he reached over and tugged on the fishing weight.
I screamed. Stop, stop, stop. Please, please.
Matt only pulled for a few seconds, though it felt like an eternity.
That was just a warning. I'm going to give you one more try.
Now you are going to do a better job than that, he asked.
Yes, I'll do it better. I'm really tight. I mean, I think I'm really tight. All the guys I have been with have had trouble getting inside of me, even though they have all had really small penises. They have all said that I am tight. My labia are really small, so it looks like I a little girl down there. Probably even more now that my pubic hair is gone. My left labia is slightly larger than my right. If I use my fingers to pull the labia apart, I can see two small freckles on the inside of my right labia. Even though most of my skin is tan, my vagina is really white because I leave my bikini bottoms on when I go tanning. Most of the time, my clitoris is hidden, though if I get really turned on, it pokes out a little. My labia gets a lot darker when I get turned on, too. I do get wet when I rub my clitoris, but not as much as when a man puts his lips on it and hums. I also get wet when a man sticks his finger in me and massages my G-spot. I finished speaking completely humiliated. I felt my face turning bright red. I thought desperately if there was anything I had left out. I did not want to get punished again.
Is that all? Asked Matt.
Yes, I think so.
Well, that was much better. Let's see if you've left anything out.
Matt pulled a pair of scissors out of his pocket, and I realized suddenly what he was about to do. He was going to cut my panties off and examine my vagina to see if I had told the truth. Even though I knew this would probably happen at some point, I was not prepared for it. When I realized my vagina would be on display in just a few seconds, my heart jumped into my throat.
No, no, please don't do it, I whimpered pathetically.
Don't do what? Asked Matt.
Just please don't do it.
Tell me what it is that you don't want me to do.
Please don't do what you're about to do.
Do you want me to tug on that string again?
Tell me what it is that you don't want me to do.
Please don't look at my vagina. It embarrasses me. I don't even let my boyfriend see me down there. When I have sex, I turn off the lights, I said in a choked voice.
Well, embarrassing you is sort of the whole point. You see, it is really turning me on that you are so humiliated by this.
I'm going to examine your pussy. I'm going to cut off your panties. I'll spread your pussy with my fingers to see if I can find those two little freckles you said you had. And you better hope I do. I'm going to experiment rubbing your clit to see what happens. I'll stick my fingers in to check your G-spot to see how wet that makes you. I may even decide to make you come while I'm checking you. Are you ready? Here we go. He pushed my skirt up as high as it would go and made a motion to slide the scissors under the part of my panties that covered my left hip bone. But in the moment, before he could make the cut, I thrashed my body violently and shifted my pelvis a few inches on the chair, knocking the scissors out of his hand. He said to himself. Tell me, when were you told to strap yourself into this chair? Were you told to allow yourself to move like that?
No, I was supposed to strap myself in tight.
That's right.
And why were your legs to be tied tightly?
So it would be easy for you to get into my vagina.
That's right.
When you can thrash around like that, it makes this more difficult for me. Well, it looks like you have failed to follow directions again. I think I'm going to have to punish you. Let's take care of that other nip. Matt stood up and pulled the box out of his pocket again. Oh, God, please, no. Please don't pierce me again. Oh, I'm not going to pierce you.
You're not?
I asked, and a glimmer of hope returned to me.
Nope, you're going to pierce your other nipple all by yourself.
No, please don't make me do that. I pleaded like a little girl. I swear I'll be good now. I'm so sorry I was bad. I'm a very bad girl. I should have strapped myself in tighter. I'll let you do anything you want. You can look at my pussy all you want.
I want you to see my pussy. Please cut off my panties and look at my pussy.
It is nice and bald now.
Please, I want you to see my cunt.
Matt chuckled. You still don't understand, do you?
You see, I don't need your permission to do anything.
Your panties will be cut off soon, whether you tell me to or not.
You understand that, don't you?
Yes, I understand.
What do you understand?
My panties will be cut off soon, I said, my voice cracking.
Good. But before we get to that, let's proceed with your punishment. I'm going to let your hands out of the cuffs now. I'll give you the needle and string. Then you will pierce your other nipple. I know you don't want to do it, but consider this. If you don't do it, I'll just do it myself. And then I'll pierce something else on your body. You said your clit was pretty sensitive, right? When you are being raped in a little while from now, do you think it would be pleasant to have a newly pierced clit?
No, please, please.
You understand what you have to do?
I understand. I have to pierce my nipple.
Matt pulled a key from his pocket and released my hands. Though I had not been cuffed for very long, I now realized that my wrists were bleeding. I must have been pulling against the cuffs. My shoulders seemed sore, too. Matt handed me a needle with a short length of fishing line attached. I took it with trembling hands, terrified about what I had now had to do. I considered the best way to get it done. When Matt had pierced me, he seemed to have pushed the needle through very slowly to torment me. But now I realized that the best way for me to do it would be as quickly as possible, like ripping off a band-aid. I pinched my nipple with my thumb and pointer finger of my left hand. My right hand shook as I brought the needle to the tip of my nipple. I took a deep breath and pushed. I screamed as my nipple exploded with agony.
Wow, good job, said Matt. I didn't think you would be able to do it. I am a little disappointed because now I don't get to pierce your clit.
But perhaps later, if you fail to follow directions again. I let my arms fall to my side. Matt grabbed the needle, pulled the string through my nipple, and attached another weight. I looked down at my abused breasts. Two weights now hung from them perversely. I thought suddenly of how similar they were to the ring through the nose of a bull. Just as the ring could be used to control the bull, these would now be able to control me. Shifting my torso even slightly caused waves of pain to wash over my chest. I'm going to leave for a few minutes now, said Matt. When I come back, your pussy should be properly immobile, invulnerable, and your hands should be back in the cuffs above your head. Here are the scissors. Cut off your clothing. Matt walked out of the room.